welcome everyone to tonight's program. It is Thursday, July 17th, 2025. I have just a terrific program lined up for you tonight. Before we get into the program, announcements, of course, tomorrow and Monday will be dark. Coming back at you on Tuesday. Now, that schedule might change depending on certain things taking place with things I've got to get done. But I just want to mention that to everyone. Just as a reminder, I want to thank everyone for joining us live on Rumble, live on X. Welcome to the chatters in on the Rumble platform. Also, if you're watching or listening to this by way of Rumble, or even if you're not, do me a favor, follow us on Rumble. If you have to create an account, that's really no big deal. And also give us a thumbs up, and that does help our visibility. 29 years ago today, tonight, right about this time, TWA Flight 800 was shot down. And I say shot down in a horrific naval accident, if you will. Now, that's not what you're going to hear in the mainstream media. That's not what you're going to see, read, for example, on Wikipedia, but that's what happened. Jack Cashel, of course, just a tremendous author. As a matter of fact, I picked up his book today. Spend a lot of time in waiting rooms of late. So, but anyway, I just picked up to read his book, TWA 800, and it's relevant today. Is as relevant today as it was when he wrote it. And, you know, people looking for the truth on matters at hand. Hey, 29 years and we still haven't gotten the truth on that, among many other things. We can go back in history, of course, all the way back to Pearl Harbor and even before that. So what makes anyone believe that anything's going to be any different today than it was 30 years ago, 50 or 100 years ago? All right. So with that, again, I want to welcome everyone. Thank you so much for participating, giving us a thumbs up and following us on Rumble. So with that, I want to welcome Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com, and Renaissance Precious Metals. The links will be in the program description box at hagmanpi.com. And I don't know if there's going to be any show notes, but all of the relevant links to Steve as well as Dr. Sorry about that. I got distracted over there. Dr. Basima Williams is on with me as well. BeFunctional.com is her website. Wow. Shadows in the studio. I don't know what that was. I think we blew a light over there. Just saying. Okay. Anyway. And we're not having any storms, unlike where Dr. Williams is right now. So anyway, with that, Steve, welcome to the show tonight.
Well, thank you, Doug. We're going to have a 2 hour, pretty much bottom line show. The first hour is with Dr. Williams. We're going to be talking about the gut-brain connection. When I was talking to Dr. Williams earlier, I said, boy, this couldn't be more critical because people are losing it. And that means they're losing the ability to focus, to think, critical thinking. And it has a lot to do with not just their brain being attacked with microwave radiation, EMF, ELF, but it has everything to do with the gut. And, you know, Jesus said out of our innermost being would spring forth rivers of living water. And a hearing heart, he hears even better than ears. So, Dr. Williams, let's talk about that because, again, the gut-brain connection is going to become more relevant as people's protein is cut off from them, as the stress of life goes beyond what most of us can handle. So you take it from there, and I want to just, and Doug will turn you loose, and we'll just learn, and we will listen and let you go for what you do best.
Well, thank you so much, Steve and Doug. Thank you so much for having me on your show today. And what I really want to sort of start out with is some basic anatomy, because I think if we understand basic anatomy, then we can understand better why we're talking about the gut today and why the gut is so important for your overall health and wellness. So the first question I get a lot is, what is leaky gut? And it's been all over the medical media and everyone talks about it, but really what it is a way for the outside environment to really interact with the inside environment, which is a sterile, you know, some supposedly a sterile environment, right? So when you're ingesting foods that are high in sugar or that have pesticides or glyphosate or hydrocarbons or heavy metals, our body was designed to protect it, itself away from having all those toxins entering our body. So what happens, I'm just going to use my hands here as a picture. What happens is our cells in our gut should be nice and super tight like this, so that only through the micronutrients going through the cells should we be absorbing certain nutrients like proteins, like amino acids and glucose and some healthy fats and things like that. But what happens with leaky gut is we have this situation where we have all these holes and all these other things are going through. Now, here's the problem with that. Our gut lining is thinner than a piece of paper. Okay. A lot thinner than a piece of paper. So there's really not much protecting the outside world from the inside world. And 70% of the immune system is on the other side of the gut lining. Okay. Now, if we ingest some hydrocarbons or, pesticides or something like that, and our body doesn't know what to do with it, we engage our gut associated lymphoid tissue, which is right on the other side of that gut lining, immediately to attack this and get rid of it. Otherwise, we would increasingly become sick. Of course, after a while, we overburden our body and we end up getting patients who come in with all sorts of symptoms that are gut related and what we call extra gut. In other words, outside of the gut related. So we'll have patients come in with alternating diarrhea, constipation, bloating, acid reflux, pain, and things like that. But we'll also have people come in from symptoms from the top of their head all the way to the bottom of their feet, including things like brain fog, migraines, sinus symptoms, cough, skin rashes, eczema, joint pains, neuropathy, all sorts of these weird things. And also, as you mentioned earlier, Steve, it's also affecting depression, anxiety, things like that, because we are engaging the nervous system that is responsible when our gut is under attack all the time. Then our cells that line the gut lining can't work like they're supposed to. And we end up seeing a lot more depression, anxiety, and dysregulation of something called the vagus nerve, which is your relax and digest nerve. And when your vagus nerve is not stimulated and you have fight or flight chronically stimulated, you're going to have a huge gut brain axis connection. Your gut is your second brain because the enteric nervous system is so rich in that area.
Hence the phrase gut feeling, right?
That's right. The butterflies in your stomach, 100%.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, what my patients want to know a lot of, and please feel free to interrupt me whenever you want. Certainly I've done a lot of lectures, God knows. So, but I'm going through a list of some things that my patients really want to know. And sometimes when you know what to do, then you know how to help fix it. So I want to just start with some of the most common causes of this leaky gut membrane. And one of the most common causes is medications, specifically chronic use of antibiotics, chronic use of NSAIDs like ibuprofen or other anti-inflammatory medications, birth control pills, and probably one of the worst offenders in my practice are the proton pump inhibitors that stop acid from being produced in your stomach. Not having acid, which is one of your first lines of defenses, plus very integral in digestion of your food that you're eating. If you don't have acid, you're really, we actually do an acid test on everyone in our practice. I can talk to you guys about that later. Medications is one of the biggest problems. I personally haven't taken an antibiotic in probably close to 28 years. And I just want to keep it that way because it really does. All these things that cause leaky gut are also the same things that lead to what we call dysbiosis or having unhealthy gut microbiome, which directly communicates to the brain through the vagus nerve.
Can I ask a question here? Because I'm sure this is going to come up. probiotics, prebiotics, all of the stuff, like in yogurt and stuff advertised. Does that help, or is that just, you know, come on?
No, absolutely. We actually have a med pack on myvitamin.com, and it actually has a, in addition to having things that actually helps heal leaky gut and soothe leaky gut, it also actually has a, one of my favorite probiotics in it that has a really good blend of good probiotics. But one thing I tell people too is, you know, I actually asked them to take that probiotic out of the out of the package, and actually put it in food and let that food sit in the refrigerator overnight. So if you're going to eat yogurt, really maximize how much probiotics you're going to get through food. And we actually also encourage people to eat foods that have probiotics in it, like sauerkraut, certain pickles, kombucha, if it's not too high in sugar, things like that. Absolutely. The number one thing, though, is you want to, you know, just like I just did a podcast with a really amazing dermatologist. And the number one thing you do to help your skin is you use sunscreen. So in other words, the number one thing you do is you stop the offending agent, one of the biggest offending agents, which is ultraviolet light, UVA and UVB. And so likewise with gut health, the number one thing you do is stop the offending agent. So if you're taking a lot of NSAIDs, you know, try to figure out why. I actually had a patient who could not hold her cup of coffee for 5 years now. And she couldn't hold a cup of coffee because her joints were so swollen. And so we did this sort of elimination diet with her where we removed certain offending foods that were, you know, offending her body. So foods is another one, by the way. And within 2 weeks, she was able to hold that cup of coffee again for the first time in 5 years. That's a really big deal, because while her big thing was, oh my gosh, I can hold this cup of coffee, the bigger idea that I really like my patients to get is if you're reducing inflammation in those joints, imagine the systemic inflammation that you're reducing.
And that's important because, I guess inflammation is like the key to everything. Is that,
that's a very okay. Fair statement.
Yeah. I spoke one of the top doctors in the U.S. this past week, and inflammation that's like the enemy to your body. And don't things like nightshade fruits, vegetables, or whatever, like tomatoes, for example, doesn't that contribute to inflammation, or is it body specific? In other words, is it specific to a person's body?
There are some people that are more sensitive to nightshades and histamine foods. And we actually have the capability now of doing genetic testing to see who those people are. And so we don't have to stop. One of my goals for my patients is I get patients who come in who have been suffering, and they've already seen five or six doctors, and they're literally down to eating five foods a day, Doug. And I can tell you almost always three of those five foods is broccoli, rice, and chicken. And then if they're lucky, they get two other things and their bodies cannot handle it. Well, why is that? Well, when your gut is super leaky and you have this massive gaping holes, you're not going to be able to tolerate much food except for the foods that are very, very easy to break down. So like you eat eggs and you'll break out in a rash, you'll get a migraine, you'll get a headache, things like that. So what our goal is, and you know, one of the reasons I created that gut healing pack on myvitamin.com is because if we can heal this gut lining, then you can tolerate a lot more food. That's what we want. And you kind of hit the nail on the head. I just don't want it to go unheard in terms of how important 70 to 80% of your immune system, which is responsible for what makes inflammation, is right on the other side of the gut lining. If your gut is happy, your inflammation will go way down. And so that is why gut healing is so central to what I personally do with my patients. You know, you can come in with like really painful periods or migraines. I ignore that. We focus on the gut, and then we can push the restart button, because in a lot of cases, I would say 8 out of 10 cases, the reason why they came in is gone. And so that's how powerful it is to calm the immune system that's associated with your gut lining.
Now, okay, let me just say this going back a little ways. Okay. You mentioned sunscreen. Okay. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know, but I have read papers where sunscreen contain some really nasty, chemicals. Okay. So like I don't wear sunscreen, but I can be out in the sun for an hour and I'll tan, but plus the vitamin D that you get from the natural sunlight. So your thoughts on the chemicals in the sunscreen?
Yeah, for sure. We want to avoid, that's our number one thing, avoid what's causing us to be aging at the cellular level. So if we're putting harmful chemicals on our body, that's bad. That's not good. So we're absorbing it. So what I recommend we use is a mineral-based sunscreen. That's all natural. Now that's going to cost a little bit more. I was actually recently traveling and I was in a Sephora and I had to look, and I mean, it took me a while, but I finally found one. And unfortunately it was like the $50 one, but you know what? It's worth it. In my opinion, it was a pretty good sized container, but it was worth it for me because I value my skin. Now, indirect sunlight or sunlight exposure when the sun isn't so harsh, that's when you want to go and get that kind of sunlight. So after 4 p.m. for that vitamin D conversion at the skin level. So that's it. Wow. Those are good points. But I also supplement, I would say, pretty close to 100% of my patients with a good vitamin D that also helps with bone function and preservation, because, you know, I have a lot of women patients and that's something we worry about. So.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for clearing that up. And folks in the chat, hopefully that helps to those who had questions and concerns like I had. Steve, I don't want to, in case you have any questions, I don't want to overrun the interview here.
No. Go ahead and lead this part, Doug, because I'm learning. And the deal is that your questions are absolutely imperatively important. Okay. Two eyes in a roll, and so I think it's critical we stay on this because, again, you know, microbiomes and all of the, all of the different things that we're finding out with genetic testing, Dr. Williams and everything, most people have got to recognize that they may be, genetically sensitive to stress. I mean, there's actually genes that, can tell a whole lot, like a doctor, a physician, what's going on. So, Dr. Williams, what do you use for gene testing? And based, if you didn't have gene testing, the efficacy of your treatment versus a gene testing with the treatment. Can you answer that, please?
Yeah, we use a whole bunch of different types of genetic tests, depending on the patient the patient and what their needs are. But I will tell you this, what's really interesting is we do this test where it's called testing for HCL. Now, this is an important test and most people can do it at home. If you go to your local good, naturalceutical store and pick up a good HCL of about 650 milligrams. And what you do is you take one of those capsules with every single meal. And if you have no heartburn with one capsule after about 3 days, of course, you have to run it by your doctor. This is just all information. I'm not creating a patient-doctor relationship with anyone, but this is a very important key test in my practice, where if we take one HCL capsule and we have no heartburn after 3 days, we increase it to two capsules and then three capsules and then four. And you stop at five, or you stop when you start having symptoms. Just saw this guy today. Yesterday. And he was in such a better mood. And I saw that with him. And we actually did genetic testing on him. And he is high risk for mood disorders. And it all makes sense to him. But I asked him, I'm curious, since you started taking this HCL, is your mood better? And he thought about it and he goes, yeah, actually it is. And we had not done anything else because we had, this was sort of that follow-up visit where we're going over all data, and he had to do this HCL testing on his own at home. HCL critical for digestion. And a lot of us do not have enough of it, whether it's because we've, you know, gotten older or because we've taken NSAIDs our entire life, whatever it is, we want to be tested for HCL and see if we need it. But in this particular case, we sort of had this genetic data and I had already instituted a treatment with, you know, some gut healing with him. And, you know, it's really interesting how all of that is really related together. So,
explain what HCL is, because you're talking about hydrochloric acid.
I'm talking about the HCL that your stomach normally is supposed to be making. So your stomach's pH is very, very low, anywhere between 1 and 3. And part of the reason for that, the acid acts as a chemical breakdown of food, right? The stomach churns food and it also chemically starts to break it down, although it's not great at breaking it down, but it is the start of breaking it down. Plus, the other key thing for that acid is it protects you from major infections and other things that you might be ingesting. The other thing that this acid does in your stomach is it actually is the chemical signal when it enters the small, when it empties out, when this churned milieu of acid and pepsinogen and all these other things that are being secreted by the stomach wall in a healthy individual along with that food, when that entire mixture enters the small intestine, that acid causes a chemical reaction to help stimulate the pancreas to make pancreatic enzymes being secreted into the small intestine, and it helps with gallbladder contraction. And it also gets, and shortly thereafter, because the small intestine is not meant to have a lot of acid in it, bicarb is also released to help neutralize it so we don't harm ourselves. But at least we have that initial chemical reaction. This is why people who are on proton pump inhibitors for a long time, like Nexium and Protonix and things like that. And again, I'm not telling anyone to stop, but certainly if they're interested in seeking an opinion, they should definitely look for a functional medicine doctor. But people who chronically take these drugs are not breaking down their food well. And what we found over time, especially in women, is they are developing osteoporosis sooner than the average population. They're the ones with the really brittle nails because the minerals that your nails need are not getting there. The more brittle hair, the drier skin, that kind of thing. One of the first tests I do when I see a patient with all those things is I give them a handout on testing for HCL and they do the test at home.
If I can add, please, for the listeners and viewers, give us your coordinates, your websites, and because I think this is extremely important information you're offering. So where can people go to get more information, to get whatever products? Just give it out. Give them out, please.
Sure. So one thing you can do is go to myvitamin.com. This is where all my patients get their supplements. The foundational pack, that is the same exact thing that all my patients use. 100% of my patients are on a foundational pack, unless there's a very specific reason that they're not on, they can't take it for, you know, whatever reason. Very, very safe. We even made a foundational pack for women over 50 and for teenagers, for men. With the men's foundational pack, we put a little extra antioxidants in it just because they tend to not eat their fruits and vegetables as much as women do. And they like it. They love it. And I love giving it to them. The other important pack that you can pick up there, if you're really interested in gut healing, is you can get that gut pack. So no matter what, foundational pack is really important for everyone. The gut pack, you can probably use it for 3 to 6 months and you should start noticing a difference. And again, it's something that my patients tolerate really well. Now, I will say if there's any, the number one thing you should do, and by the way, if you go to Doctors Being Functional Instagram, you can find me there. So doctor spelled out D-O-C-T-O-R-S, being B-E-I-N-G functional, or you can go to my website. We're always writing new content at beingfunctional.com, B-E-I-N-G functional.com. And I love that we have this platform because honestly, Doug, we are now up to about a 3 or 4 month wait list. There's no way I can see everyone. And plus I only work work in California, Missouri, and Florida. I do work virtually, but my biggest thing right now, and God has blessed me with so many amazing, you know, podcasters like yourself, where I actually give 5 hours of my time every single week to podcasts because I'm trying to get the truth out there. This is no nonsense. This is somebody who's been doing this for 30 years, I didn't just turn over and go, oh, maybe I should do functional medicine. I've actually seen everything I'm telling you right now, I've actually seen it work in my practice.
Okay. And I want to thank you for that. And thank you for your devotion, because it's extremely important. Look, I know great doctors such as yourself, you're not going to see them if they are worth their weight. I mean, you're not going to see them for months. I can guarantee you that. So I want to thank you for everything you're doing. Now, one of the questions I have, and I saw this. I got this in an email, and I think it might have been in the chat too. Your foundational packs, conditions, for example, your gut health, you can restore your gut health, but can pre-existing conditions, for example, diabetes, pick a condition, heart issues, anything, can they be reversed?
Yeah, we have reversed a lot of medical problems now. And again, this is where you have to work with a functional medicine doctor. And, you know, our practice is a concierge practice. An average patient spends about $5,000 working with me. So it's not cheap, but you know what? You only get one life. And if you find a good functional medicine doctor, it's totally worth it. It's a one-time expenditure, because what we do in our practice is we don't just treat, but we educate, because through education, we know we have empowered people. And so what we're doing is we're treating functional medicine wise, educating, empowering our patients. And then after a year, they're on their, you know, they can go back to the regular doctors and do, but they are so knowledgeable. Now, some people want to stay and see me once a year, that kind of thing. It's a lot cheaper to just have ongoing care. But the initial evaluation, the stool study testing, all this genetic testing, all this stuff that I have to do, and it takes me an hour to review labs with a patient. It's a long time and it's a lot, and it's very specific to that person. And I'll tell you, I see a wide spectrum of patients, you know, very, very rich, you know, CEOs of companies and, you know, things like that, all the way to people who are just knowledgeable of, hey, there's a better way. And they're willing to invest that time and energy and money into their healthcare. Because honestly, at the end of the day, if you don't have your health, what does it matter? Seriously. Like, and I'm so grateful for that. I'm super healthy. I just walked 144 miles in 8 days. I had zero pain doing that. You know, I just hiked this
on purpose.
On purpose.
Okay.
She's trying to outrun a hurricane, Doug, and succeeded.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was my vacation.
Okay. Well, okay. Is there any situation where somebody would come to you and you would just say, you know what, it's just too late, or really we can't fix everything, or is it because I watch and I see comments from our listeners, our viewers, who are saying, man, my condition is far advanced, somebody with eye problems, somebody with various problems, but is there such a thing as being too late for someone?
Here's the bottom line. What we always tell people is, no matter what, you will get better. Okay. Now, do we completely reverse? Probably not if you've had it for a long time. What if you have, here's a perfect example. What if you have Alzheimer's dementia? If it's advanced, there's nothing we can do for that, right? Unfortunately. But if it's super, super early, Dr. Brennan's work at UCLA shows and has proved reversal of dementia. Okay, that's a really big deal, because I take it one step further. My goal is to diagnose those people. Like, I had another patient this past week that we actually did a genetic test on. I don't do genetic testing on everyone, but this, since we're talking about it, we did do a genetic test on her specifically because I wanted to know her risk factor for developing dementia. And she has a high risk factor for it. So this is the time before, and this lady is a CEO, owns a multimillion-dollar company, And this, she's 55. This is the time you want to do something about it now, not in 10 years. So what one thing functional medicine doctors do is they're planning 5, 10, and 20 years from now. We're not planning just for today. Okay. That's what we call, you know, one dimensional medicine. What we're practicing is 3D medicine. We're looking at a game plan 20 years from now and we work backwards. We say, you know, I'm almost 56. So what I do is when I'm 86, what do I want to be doing? And then I work backwards to where I am now. And this is what I need to be doing today in order to be that functional human when I'm 86, for example. So this is what we institute. So we're trying to prevent MIs, heart attacks. We're trying to prevent strokes. We're getting ahead of it. And if you don't have a 3.0 or what we call a 3D doctor, then you're missing out. My own brother had been totally cleared by his cardiologist, and I made him get a special test because he has very high risk behavior. You know, he eats a lot of sugar. He's not overweight, but he eats a lot of sugar, poor dietary choices and family history, age and being a man. So I made him get a special test that showed two of his arteries almost completely blocked. And I got a phone call, an urgent phone call from the radiologist. Hey, this, but meanwhile, 2 weeks before, his cardiologist had done a stress test and told him everything is fine. But I noticed that he was not hiking like he normally does. And it's my brother, so I know him really well. But we do this for all of our patients. We do CT coronary calcium scores. We do all this advanced medicine, which here's the problem in regular medical practice. You get 10 minutes with a patient. I get an hour. There's no way that treatment is going to be the same at the end of that, you know, 10 minutes or an hour. So, yeah. And, you know, and again, I go back to the gut because if your gut isn't healthy, there's so many things. Your brain is not going to be healthy if your gut is not healthy. So yeah, there are that lady that I told you about, though, that couldn't hold her cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. She's 72. Okay. 72. Wow. And she is now doing Pilates. No joke. 3 days a week.
Steve does Pilates, what, twice a week, right, Steve? I mean, you know.
Yeah, Venice in my dreams.
Yeah, okay.
Well, this is what's really important with that Pilates, is prior to her hands healing, she couldn't hold the cords that you have to hold on the reformer. So this is a really big deal. One of her biggest goals was to be able to walk with her husband again for 3 miles every morning. She's way above that now. And we did it within just weeks of time, not months of time. So, you know,
very effective. One more question. If someone is out there listening and they don't, let's say they don't have the money or even the desire to make an appointment, see you, whatever, talk with you or someone like you that does mm-hmm. the same thing. Okay. At your website, myvitamin.com, what would you recommend? Just the foundational packets?
That's a great start. Yes. And okay. You know, one thing I love about the foundational pack on myvitamin.com, and we talk about this over and over and over, and that is creating habits. Now, some people are like, you know, don't exercise at all. And we're like, you know what? Just get your shoes on and go out for a walk for 1 minute. That's it. And we know through science and data and research that when you go out and walk, we know that 90% of the reason why you don't go for a walk is because it's too overwhelming to think about going out for that 30-minute walk. But we know once you start, you're probably going to do a lot more than 1 minute or 5 minutes or 30 minutes because the hardest part is getting your shoes on. We know that. Now, what I love about the foundational pack is it's a good thing to start doing. And we know when you start winning, because you're starting to take care of yourself, we know when you start winning with these little habits that you're overcoming, then what ends up happening is you develop something called momentum and a belief system that you can do it. I will tell you too, our supplements have a 97% continuation rate. There's a reason for that. And there's a reason why I made these available. To your point, not everyone can see me, but I think everyone should have access to what I actually use, the best of what I actually use. There's so many supplements out there that are not well absorbed, that have a lot of fillers and toxins in them, and you're just putting bad things into your body. Our supplements actually have a very, very high bioavailability. What that means is they're powder. So as soon as they, as soon as that natural capsule dissolves in your stomach, that powder is already in its absorbable form. So it'll just go right through the small intestinal lining and go to the cells where it needs to work. So if my patients don't get better, as expected, with the certain supplements I use, I know it's not because the supplements are not good. I generally will be like, okay, what else could be going on? Because, you know, I do get some complicated patients in my practice. if five doctors before me couldn't figure it out, so it's up to me. And I feel like a lot of times I'm their last hope. And so, you know, it's kind of cool, but it's also a big responsibility.
Indeed it is. Go ahead, Steve.
Dr. Williams this. Because the pressures in society are building, and the amount of confusion, the amount of emotional loss of control, all of the things we're seeing now, you know, how many of your, for instance, if you took last year's practice versus this year's practice, are you seeing a 10% rise or a 20% rise? And I'm talking about the people that are going, how do I say this carefully? They're going into a bat cage crazy, okay? And I mean, they're going crazy. And so obviously the junk food that most Americans are eating, whether it's, you know, McKill burgers or, you know, whatever's out there, but what percentage now are you seeing of cognitive dissonance and also, you know, just people losing it? I guess that's the best way to say it, you know?
And, you know, yeah, the biggest thing I'm actually seeing, Steve, is actually the number of cases of brain fog that I see is astonishing. And yes, you know, when we go through the rest of the list of the most common causes of leaky gut, you know, medications was one, alcohol is another, and unfortunately going towards alcohol because of stress is definitely not uncommon. Toxins, pesticides, glyphosate, infections, parasites, yeast overgrowth, and something called SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, all these things. But stress and vagus nerve, you know, sort of like I don't want to say deactivation because it's not a true depiction, but basically your autonomic nervous system has two, and this is a very oversimplistic way of discussing this, but this is something that really helps my patients better understand this. Autonomic meaning it's automatic. You don't need to tell your heart to start beating fast if you see a tiger coming at you in the middle of nowhere, right? So you don't have to tell it to start beating fast. You automatically engage something called your fight or flight sympathetic nervous system. The other branch of the nervous system is something called the parasympathetic nervous system. And the biggest nerve that controls your parasympathetic nervous system from your neck all the way down to the end of your gut is called your vagus nerve. And so there's a lot of work being done on how can we stimulate the vagus nerve, which tends to be having that calming effect. Like, for example, you might have heard of humming, specifically the H sound. You know, that stimulates the vagus nerve because the vagus nerve comes right here. And through humming and vocal cord stimulation, you're actually mechanically stimulating the vagus nerve. Looking up and side bending, you're actually mechanically stretching out that vagus nerve. So if you put your arms on your lap and you look up sort of the corner of the room and then keep going, if you're laying down on your belly, what we tell people is look up and look towards your foot, your ankle. But when you're sitting down, it's just look up and turn your head. And what you're doing is you're stretching out that vagus nerve. So you're stimulating the vagus nerve. And of course, we all know that breathing exercises very much stimulate a vagus nerve. In fact, you have control over your heart rate, which is a vagus nerve stimulation, by doing sort of a Inhale, hold, and then long exhale. That long exhale, so you want to inhale for about 5 seconds, hold for about 5 seconds, but then exhale for about 7 or 8 seconds. That stimulates that vagus nerve and stimulates that calming pathway. So these are things that we talk to our patients a lot about, but stress is a huge contributor to leaky gut.
Steve and I don't know a doggone thing about stress.
Yep.
Eric the tech doesn't either. So, we're constantly zenned. Okay. Wow.
What are the, is the correct word, neurotropic supplements? Are you, prescribing those? Will you tell people what neurotropic is? It's not someplace your brain goes on vacation below the 45th parallel.
Yes. Yes. One thing I want to tell you is when you look at the gut lining, okay, it is not, we think of it as enterocytes. Enterocytes are the cells that allow, nutrients to go through them and into your body. Okay. Now, your gut lining also has cells, specialized enterochromaffin cells that specifically 90% of your neurotransmitter called serotonin and GABA are made in your gut. If your gut lining is not healthy, it is not just leaky gut and it's not just malabsorption, which are very important, by the way. And then of course, the development of dysbiosis, but you're also not going to be making happy hormones. You're not going to be making GLPs, your natural GLPs, the GLPs like Ozempic and tirzepatide and all those drugs that are being injected for weight loss. Your body naturally makes them in the gut lining. So there's a lot of specialized cells. In addition to all of that, you have specialized cells in the gut lining that actually create mucus that help protect the gut lining. So if those are not healthy, you're not making that mucus. And of course, the gut also can help heal and repair, and also be a defense to itself. Those PANTH cells that are embedded in that cell are not being, being made and protected, and they're, essentially being destroyed in cases of leaky gut. That's why it's so important to understand where leaky gut comes from and what causes it, because it will have all these downstream effects. And unfortunately, a lot of my patients come in and they're having a rash, and we work on their gut. And unless I explain to them how that rash is affected by the immune system, which is affected by the gut, they're not going to understand why I'm doing that. Why am I not just giving them a cream? Because I don't treat rashes with creams. I treat the gut. So I treat root cause. So just to go over the most common causes of leaky gut really quick, medications, number one, specifically NSAIDs and antibiotics and proton pump inhibitors like Nexium and birth control pills, alcohol, toxins that are embedded like in our food and other things that we're breathing and ingesting in, infections like parasites and, things like that, stress. But food, I think you hit the nail on the head, Steve, when you mentioned the crappy diet we eat, the standard American diet, which we call the SAD diet in functional medicine. This standard American diet, very processed, high in sugar, very low in nutrient dense foods, very, very bad for us. And then of course, having low acid in your stomach. So all of this, when we work on healing the gut, and therefore, whatever it is our patients are coming in complaining of, this is what we're focused on. And this is what my focus was on when I created sort of a general gut healing pack on myvitamin.com. When I created that, I wanted something that really focused on healing that gut membrane. And then, of course, if people can't see a functional medicine doctor, as long as they have the desire to want to learn and change, then they can start following me on Instagram, for example. I've got all sorts of great information. I just did a video on fasting because everyone is so confused about whether or not they should be fasting. And you go back to the basic science of what where the benefits are of fasting and how to do it properly so you're not hurting your body and you're promoting overall health and wellness. So really, really important to understand that. And it's also it's important to understand that your gut lining is more than just that one cell that I've spent about 30 minutes talking about. It's also an entire enteric nervous system. Enteric coded nervous system is the nervous system that's specifically in your gut, which is why it's so intense and so strong that we actually call that the second brain for that reason. But also you've got muscles there that are affected. So when you're under stress, what do you get in your belly? You get muscle pain. And that's because you're engaging that vagus nerve. You're engaging the gut brain connection to let you know that you're under stress, let you know that, and it does that by providing you with pain or maybe causing motility issues, constipation and or diarrhea, things like that. So these are very much all the multiple layers in the gut are all working together with the vagus nerve and with your brain and with what you're putting into your body and leaky gut and dysbiosis. So all of it is all connected.
Wow. A bit ago, you mentioned the three foods. I think chicken, broccoli, and rice. Right. Okay. If you had, if you were unable to eat anything except three things, are those three things, for example, would you would say, okay, if you can't eat anything else, just eat this? Is that kind of your?
No, our number one goal. And what we work so hard with our patients on, we know you will not get the micro and macronutrients you need from those three foods. And your body will start to develop antibodies towards them. It's just a matter of time. Yeah, it's not a good place to be, believe me. I've had nutritionists, I've had dietitians as patients and part of it is abusing your body, right? So for example, I've had bodybuilders who are patients, because for years, what do bodybuilders do? They want as little fat as possible, which is not a good idea, because you really have to limit your diet with what you're putting into your body. And then when you're done competing and done doing all this bodybuilding stuff, you want to go back to eat regular food and your body's like, oh my, what are you doing? Literally, you've been eating 200 grams of protein a day. And now all of a sudden you're going to have all this other stuff. And so your body really starts to freak out. So we've done a lot, but the number one thing we try to do in every single person, heal that gut. And, we do something called a 5-R gut restoration program, which is removing any of the offending agents and putting good things back in. So really, we actually have a course called yourthrivecode.com. We created yourthrivecode.com because there's so many people that are stressed out. And there's so many people who have hormone issues, and there's so many people who don't know what to eat. This is a $297 course. And I know that if you type in Thrive at checkout, Thrive, you get 20% off. So it's even cheaper. This is incredibly cheap, Doug, because we want to be available to everyone. So yourthrivecode.com. Watch the nutrition section. It'll tell you everything you need to know about what to be eating and what foods you should be avoiding and also how much of that food you should be eating. We also try to remove infections from people. Now, that only way to really diagnose an infection is to do a specialty lab. Now, a lot of my patients know whether they have it or not, and they want that test. And sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong, but small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, parasites, yeast, whatever it is, we want to remove that. But at the very least, a great place to start is with nutrition. The other great place to start is with that gut rehab. And that's where that My Vitamin Gut Pack is super helpful. And that also takes care of the probiotics that we try to re-inoculate. But let me say this, if you don't have good prebiotic food is what the bacteria eat, okay? So you got to feed your babies really, really well. If you don't have good prebiotic food, there's a 0% chance you're going to have a healthy gut microbiome. Okay. The other thing there's a 0% chance of is your gut microbiome makes something called small chain amino acids. Okay. Now, small chain amino acids are different from long chain amino acids, which you get when you eat olive oil, or a medium chain amino acids, which you get when you eat coconut oil. Small chain amino acids are what your microbiome make, and they are the fuel for every single cell in your gut lining. If you don't have fuel, you don't have gas, your car's not going to go, and neither are your cells in your small intestine. So you have to eat your vegetables. What we tell people generally is eat about 3 cups of vegetables or increase your fiber intake to about 25 to 35 grams per day, because that is what your gut microbiome love. So prebiotic foods, I will tell you, I've had some patients that are very honest with me, and they're like, that ain't going to happen. And I'm like, well, here's a great supplement for you then. Now, that's not in our gut pack, because most people who I think would go to myvitamin.com are very motivated to get better, and they're going to do it by eating the fiber that they need. The other thing I have them do, another little trick, especially if you're constipated, is eat, you know, small, normal size, not the mega size sweet potato every day, and change up what kind of sweet potato it is. Just whatever is underneath ground, the purple sweet potato, the red ones, the orange ones, the white ones, just kind of rotate it in and eat it with your meal. So, you know, if you take the nutrition course on yourthrivecode.com, you'll note that the order of which you eat your food matters for blood sugar regulation. So we always tell people eat your protein and vegetables, non-starchy vegetables first, and anything that's a starchy vegetable, or like, let's say you have half a cup of rice with your dinner, eat that last. And obviously mix in the oil with it, like avocados, mix that in with the vegetables and things like that. We also talk a lot about replacing, so removing the offending things, just like with the sun, we want to remove, decrease exposure to the bad for you food, to the infections, things like that. And then we repair, we re-inoculate, and then we replace. This is where doing that home HCL test is important. You can also ask your regular doctor to order something called a pancreatic elastase 1 stool study test. And that test is a really good marker for whether or not your pancreas is making the right amount of digestive enzymes. And if your pancreas is not making digestive enzymes, then you have to start taking that with your food. And that's actually a very common thing. The last thing we talk about when we're repairing gut, Steve, and I know you know this already, is stress reduction and rebalancing. What we actually promote is taking 3 deep breaths before you eat, because what you're basically doing is engaging parasympathetic nervous system, which is your relax and digest. If you just got in a bad fight with like your spouse, last thing you want to do is sit down at the dinner table and eat, because you've engaged your fight or flight. And if you eat despite your fight or flight being engaged, your food will just sit in your stomach. You're not going to be able to digest it. So we talk about rebalancing. We talk about praying before you eat. We talk about deep breaths before you eat, and being in a state of calm when you're accepting that food, because now you've engaged the nerve that's responsible for helping you digest the food.
So in essence, if you're fighting with your spouse, it's not a good time to have a food fight and get the food off the plate. I'm just trying to be, obviously that's my attempt at humor. And I'm attempting humor.
Yes.
Again, if you have somebody that's got brain fog, and obviously they're saying, hey, Dr. Williams, you got to give me something to get my head clear, you know. How do you attack with, and I know the gut, I know everything begins with gut, but how do you attack the brain fog issue? And for instance, myvitamin.com, do you have a brain fog, if you will, a sunny day in a package that clears the fog?
We have something called a brain pack, and that specifically, you can combine that one with the foundational pack, and that one specifically helps decrease the inflammation that's associated with, especially with patients who are high risk for dementia. So if you're high risk for dementia, that is a great supplement pack to use. If you have a family history, even if you don't know your genetics, that is a great pack to start utilizing. And also the other huge thing, Steve, is the number one thing we do the number one and two things you want to do if you want better brain function. And there's probably actually three, but number one is exercise. That actually helps stimulate really good brain function. Number two, really good sleep. Okay. You just can't beat it. You know, when you've had a really crappy night's sleep, your brain isn't going to be working as well as it does if you've had a really good night's sleep. MyVitamin.com, that's why I put every single pack has a special magnesium in it that helps with sleep. It's not over sedating or anything weird like that. But what it does is that brain that can't turn off, you know, the one that just keeps going and going and going, like you're
very
like
familiar with it.
Yeah, that magnesium is a special one that actually turns that noise down. And it's been, and it also helps with muscle repair and things like that. So actually our patients, you know, I have this one guy who always did this one race, and he's in his 50s, does this one race every year in Utah. And this year he cut his time by 6 minutes. And he attributes it to two things: one, better muscle repair, and two, being able to sleep in a hotel, because he doesn't like hotels apparently. And I didn't know that, but it was funny because all of his friends were like, what did you do different? And they're thinking he trained different and he's doing this and that. He's like, this magnesium. And so we actually sell an individual bottles of that magnesium. It's called Magnesium Restore, My Vitamin Magnesium Restore. Amazing supplement, probably one of our best sellers. Every single one of my patients, I recommend that they take it. It is not the kind of magnesium that gives you the diarrhea or other gut issues. It really works at the muscular level and supports brain function and calming function. So really, really good for that. But yourthrivecode.com, that nutrition course, I will tell you by far, when patients stop putting crap into their body because they take that nutrition course and they understand the truth, and it's not a whole bunch of mumbo jumbo. It's like just what you need to know, all concise in one little area, your brain will start working better. That's the bottom line. And we see that over and over and over again. We even see it in people who don't necessarily come in for brain fog, but they're like, my brain is working better. And, you know, as we're treating their gut and other things, there are areas in their life that are actually improving quite a bit.
Please give out that course URL again, please.
It's yourthrivecode.com.
Yourthrivecode.com.
Yeah, okay. Your Thrive Code. We created a code to help people thrive, basically. And I do it with a physical therapist doctor who does a lot of work with breathing and a lot of work with good posture and exercise and things like that. That is her passion. My passion is nutrition and hormones. So we really kind of break that down in a way where, you know, again, I've been explaining this to my patients for, you know, close to 30 years now. And so this is just a way where we just kind of simplified it and put it in video form so people can watch that and really, really start healing themselves.
Okay. And this is not a moderated or a scheduled course. This is at your convenience or yeah. Is okay. Yep. All right.
And I would yeah. tell people just the nutrition part of it is well worth the money to spend on that, because if you get nutrition right, you're on your way to healing. And then you really want to start investing time and energy into, okay, what am I doing to screw my vagus nerve up? Why is stress affecting my body? Why is stress paralyzing me to where I can't even think? You know, we've all been in those arguments where we get so flustered that our brain, that literally our brain feels like it's on fire on the inside. And there are chemical reasons for that. And there are ways that you can immediately shut that down. And that those are the kinds of things that we really attack head on in that course.
Fantastic. All right. We, for this hour, Steve, we've got about 3.5 minutes left. I'm going to turn it to you. And doctor, Steve, I feel like we probably should pay some sort of office visit fee here.
We get a virtual visit. And again, you know, the thing is though, Doug, I think that when I talked to Dr. Williams this morning, briefly, or maybe it was yesterday, see, I need some brain fog.
You need a good diet.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you have it with your wife.
Oh, yeah.
Your wife is amazing.
Yeah. Let me just say this. I'm eating less, and I've dropped almost, 22 pounds. That's a big deal. And
yeah.
What I think, though, is critical, and this is something I want everyone to understand, in the next hour, and you're going to understand why Dr. Williams, her prescribing, especially on the stress, especially on the gut issue, is going to become critical. Because any cult, and I'm talking the occult or any crazy religious cult, they want to cut down specific foods that God created so they can control your mind. And that, listen, that isn't spooky stuff. Even the Bill Gates of hell, in my opinion, he wants to give us synthetic goop. And you know, everything he's doing, to whether poison the environment, poison the water, poison the air. But I think it's going to become more problematic, Doug, and ladies and gentlemen listening, go to myvitamin.com and then take advantage of that course. Because here's, and somebody said this, I don't know why it took me so long to figure this out, but your best investment is your health. And I thought, well, you know, I've been talking to people all my life about investing this, investing that, and they've been blessed. But, you know, your health is your best investment. And you said something, Dr. Williams, if you don't have your health, what good is it? You know, and basically it's your cool pictures on the wall, your cool guitars, in my case, on the wall, or your cool cars. But what is it? Profit a man, you know, especially if you lose your health. Now, that, I'm not twisting the scripture, but I am saying this, that your body's a temple of the Holy Ghost, and we're watching people vaccinating. This is not Dr. Williams, this is me, but we're watching people vaccinate themselves, their children. They're killing every wonderful autonomous system that God built into us. And ladies and gentlemen, this is critical. Myvitamin.com. No S. It's myvitamin.com, correct?
That's right. That's right, Steve.
Thank you, Dr. Williams.
Yeah, and you know, to be honest with you, like I mentioned, I haven't been on antibiotics for a long time. And, you know, I got COVID and I barely had any symptoms. And I really attribute that to good gut health. If your gut is healthy, then your immune system will be able to repay you back for that multiple fold. So really, I'm glad we had a chance to talk. And you know what? This is what I'm doing with my life right now, is I am trying to spread the word as much as I can, creating courses and doing all this stuff where there should be no barrier for anyone to get this level of care if they want it. As Doug said earlier, if you want it, you can improve your life. Now, can we reverse diseases and all that kind of stuff? We actually have in many cases, but in no matter who you are, we for sure, if you eat healthier and you do all this other stuff that we talked about, definitely you'll start feeling better. And I can't even think of an example of my personal patients who didn't.
Wow.
Well, your motto, I'm going to give you a new one, okay? No early graveyards in your future, okay?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
No,
that's
seriously.
Right. No, really. Yeah, I mean, yeah. One of the reasons I started studying functional medicine is I read a statistic back when I was a lot younger, you know, where functional medicine doctors and their patients have a significant, I don't want to say how much, you know, somewhere between 50 and 70% less cancers. And to me, I thought, boy, if you can affect cancers, can you affect autoimmune? Can you affect, you know, all these other things? And absolutely you can. You can stop them in their tracks, reverse them in a lot of cases, but also in some cases, you may just start feeling better and have a little more control over your symptoms. So never too late. That 72-year-old now is walking 3 miles with her husband, doing Pilates, drinking her coffee without pain. You know, all these little things, all super important and doable. So
thank you, Dr. Williams.
Thanks, you guys. Thank
Indeed.
You so much for having me on your show.
And doctor, we will make sure all of the links from myvitamin.com to beingfunctional.com to your ThriveCode, the whole thing will be at hagmanpi.com. We really appreciate your time.
Awesome. And thank you so much.
All right. God all bless.
Care. You too. God bless you guys. Right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, Steve, we've got some work to do. You Pilates, you know, no, I'm.
Yeah, in my world, a Pilates, it's not Pilates, but it's an airplane, okay? I don't own one. I just know that it's one engine, and, you know, two engines are better than one. But here's the thing, Doug. I think one of the things that Dr. Williams does, and she's, you know, she's an MD, she's a functional medicine coach, she knows by experience, and I think this is what's neat. Some of us aren't disciplined. That would be me. But when you've got a little packet, you know, I take one of those, and one of those. And again, you know, I mean, most of us don't have, and maybe you do, I don't, brother, but have the discipline to go three of these in the morning, two of these in the afternoon, and two of these before bedtime. Make sure you got magnesium threonate. That's an actual form of magnesium. I'm not saying that's what Dr. Williams has, but I think it's critical now, Doug, because we're going into the most stressful podcast you and I have ever done together. That's not grandstanding. That's not theatrics. That's not, you know, theater of the absurd. That happens in Washington. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, this is critical for you to hear. The Russians went on record as saying that all nations that are supporting Ukraine, that are providing them weapons, technicians to fire the weapons, and shipping any of the advanced weapons into the Ukraine and or soldiers, their countries are fair target. Fair targets. I have been hearing the rumors from the world I live in. I'm telling you this, take it to the Lord in prayer, but we're supposedly losing satellites right now. And these satellites, some cost $15 billion with a B, $15 billion. So when the first act of any war, I want everyone to know, a real, real war is taking place, you take the eyes and the ears out of commission from being able to control anything from the highest ground or the highest level. I am told, and ladies and gentlemen, this is important. Look at the escalation of the world tension. And I want to share something. I really believe that we could be, I'm not saying it's going to happen, days away from seeing a nuclear weapon or a kinetic weapon or multiples of those going off in Ukraine. The question is, why did President Trump have his press secretary come forth and say, well, he's got some kind of vascular disease? And if you go, where's President Trump? I'm not talking about the clone. There are clones for everyone. And I'm not saying clothes. I'm saying clones. C-L-O-N-E-S. The best example of that was Biden. You see, one with specific earlobes. You see others, that guy looked like he just got off a golf course or was eating Enzyte. Okay, here's Bob. Here's Joe Biden's clone. You know, the big smile. But right now, information coming into me, again, is that rumors are that the United States and all of the European satellites, not every satellite, just the ones that are providing the Ukraine with data, with real time, you know, eyes in the skies. And ladies and gentlemen, these things are being taken down and taken out in any nuclear war. You know, it wasn't the case when you had army and ships at sea, but it is the case now. And if that's happening, the standard protocol, I want everyone to understand, we do not have the luxury of being, in my opinion, having clear thinking leaders when they believe that nuclear war will be a good thing and just kind of a drop in a bucket. I've spent so many hours in private briefings and on your show going through who's got the biggest, you know, missiles, the Chinese advanced weaponry. It's on my website. There's a link to it. But what I want everyone to ponder this, how can a nation with $37 trillion in debt, how do they fund and pay the defense contractors when all they can offer them is T-bills, treasury bills, treasury notes, and treasury bonds? And today, I think the bond yield went up to 5.09%. Japan is crashing as you, Doug, and I speak. Somebody said, well, isn't it supposed to be Germany first? Yeah, and Germany has a, I don't know what the name of it is, it's equivalent to a security letter from the British MI6, MI5, and MI6, British Secret Service. One of them's James Bond's employer. I mean, you know, that really exists, not James Bond, but MI5 and MI6, British Secret Service, is they're making people feel that they've got everything under control. They don't. Britain doesn't have over 70,000 men under arms. They do not have a functional military industrial base. Neither does the United States anymore, due to treason from within, treason from without. And you can't be the world's bully saying you do this, you know, by hook or crook, you're going to follow us. And you do not hit people with sledgehammers and expect them to love you for the, you know, them sharing their hammer with you. That's dictating terror. And people say, well, look at the money we're making. Look at the people unemployed. Look at the food price. Talk to a guy today, and he may be listening. And I said, sir, and this is, I had to pass this on through a second party. He's wanting to know if he should buy some gold. He has $750,000. And this gentleman in Bozeman, he's in Bozeman, couldn't handle the fact that his $1 million lost 15% with the announcement at the end of last week that his purchasing power had gone down 15%. I want everyone to recognize all government numbers are lies. They're manipulated. They're algorithms. You can manipulate algorithms. Just like if you're writing AI programs, you can put your bias into it. But even with AI breaking out of its own constraints, if this is a fence around AI, in other words, a screen you see, and it's going out, the AI, the and it's not artificial intelligence or artificial superintelligence, in my opinion. It is a multi-universe intelligence that's showing up in the most sophisticated quantum computer experiments looking for parallel universes. Well, guess what? Seek and they found. So what we're watching now is we're watching an escalation of we're at war. We're at war. We are at war. And Doug, I got to tell you, I tell that to people that I know and they know what I've done all my life is warning, warning, this day would come. This day is here. If I have. It's rumor right now, but I mean, I put the Eric, will you put up that story?
Yeah, before you get to that, I need to ask you this question, because earlier this week you did a video for your private briefings about AI and about China. That was this week, I believe, Monday?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And folks, it's really important if please subscribe, support Steve, subscribe, because it's really important. If you're still accepting or no, subscriptions.
Yeah, here we are. And we've gone to 1 week, double issue. And today's, we just knocked it out of the ballpark. And that's what people are going, wow. And Doug, it's important for people to have private intelligence.
Yes.
Because none of it exists, in my opinion, on the network, neuro-linguistic programming news vomit brokering press. Okay.
That's horrible. Steve, I got to tell you, the Ellipsis Manual, one of the most dangerous books out there, written by Chase Hughes. He's a man that gets into behavioral science, behavioral analysis. Really, it's just a fantastic, extremely valuable book to have. I have no interest, no financial interest in saying that, but it brings me to this point on your briefing, in your video about AI, you mentioned just earlier at the top of the hour about being at war and taking out our satellites, our communication satellites. My question is this: after hearing Monday's broadcast, Monday's briefing, wouldn't AI, China, couldn't they essentially, with their supercomputers, wage war on us by AI, using AI? They could empty our bank accounts. They could turn out all of our lights, take away all of our power using AI and what the only thing I can describe as brute force into our infrastructure. Wouldn't that be easier, or is that possible? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's a great thing. That would be called gray terror, or it would be called asymmetric warfare. But what I'm talking about right now is kinetic warfare, where, and in this case, I'm talking the Russians have made it clear, and that's why I'd like Eric to put up that link from Hal Turner, satellites now legitimate targets for Russian military. I want you to know that Hal put that up earlier this morning, and by 3 o'clock this afternoon, now Hal's in your time zone, he's in East Coast, and I got multiple, how do I say this, confirms on this that Russia has already begun to make good that. Doug, when something's kinetic, it's no longer, you know, needs to be hidden or cyber attacks and all that. Sure, they can do all that. But we're beyond that now. We're beyond that. And I would tell you this, if tomorrow or right now, I think it's about 4 o'clock Moscow time, maybe 4 a.m. or 5 p.m. You can check that out. I'm just doing it in my head. But when you hear that the Russians have moved and have given the command for the people, the normal residents, to head into the public shelters, it's game on. I'm told that the the president has been made aware of this. And I don't know, Doug, if he's like at this point in one of the bunkers and hunkering in the bunker. And I want everyone to recognize, again, kudos to Greg, the New York prepper guy. But I want all and each and every one of you, Eric, scroll down on this this for me. And I independently verified this at 2:50, and I'm in Mountain Standard Time, 2:50 my time, okay? That's when it came back. I'm going to read this because I don't think, Doug, people understand this. So I hope you're understanding. That's usually what you just expressed was when it was with the lead up to World War III. When you start taking out satellites, you can count the hours. That is the first shot that we fired. And I'm telling you, rumors are that there's no satellite coverage of the Ukraine anymore. That every satellite that would be command, control, and communication that is over the Ukraine or involved in their threats against Russia, that would obviously be France, obviously it would be Germany and Britain, and then throw in the rest of NATO. The Russian Federation today served notice upon the International Telecommunications Union Radio Regulations Board that it will now treat satellites as legitimate targets if those satellites are assisting Ukraine in the conflict with Russia. Russia considers these countries to have forfeited the right to protest if their satellites are jammed, citing documents submitted by Russia's Ministry of Digital Development, Communications, and Mass Media to the ongoing session of the International, blah, 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 Radiation Board. While Russia claimed it would avoid disrupting non-military use of satellites, it emphasized a clear intent to counter space-based systems used to support Ukrainians' forces. Russia's position marks a major shift in posture. It now openly refuses to address complaints over space signal interference, framing dual-use satellite as legitimate wartime infrastructure. Moscow has hinted at this before. In October 2022, Russian diplomat Konstantin Vorontsov warned that the United Nations that commercial satellites used in armed conflicts could be targeted. And if you remember, Elon Musk and Starlink, the Ukrainians were using Starlink until I think until Elon Musk got a message from President Putin saying, do you really want your satellite constellations at threat? So what I'm saying in this short time period, I got this, earlier, probably maybe 1 o'clock my time. And by 3 o'clock, the reports are coming in by the back door. And remember, nobody can say this stuff openly, but when you get multiple people saying the same thing, hey, communication satellites, that's one thing, but the ultimate $15 billion surveillance satellites that can see four-point type on a moonlit night, This is a real characteristic. They just took out one, meaning took it down. That means that all of your eyes in the skies, that's command, control, and communication, are engaged now in a hot war. So I think the American idea and the European idea that, you know, there's going to be tanks and it's not going to be World War II. It's going to be World War III. And it's going to be like the title of a Nicolas Cage movie, Gone in 60 Seconds, because we are dealing with technology, and it's too late to sit down with the President of the United States and say, sir, your national security establishment is not telling you the truth. Sir, your military is not telling you the truth. The dismissal of the high technology possessed by, let's just say this, those the West wants to make war on, we've got basically rubber hammers, and they got Maxwell steel hammer, and they got kinetic warheads. They also have a new, the Russians, the Chinese, the North Koreans, and the Iranians have a new binary chemical explosive that is as powerful as a nuclear weapon, and there's no residual radiation. And if a nuke goes off, you can tell where the radiation, or excuse me, the fissionable components came from, whether it's U-238 or plutonium, because every single warhead, the atomic core of it has a different point of origin. But what do you do when it's a kinetic warhead? And kinetic warhead means that there is no fireball. There's one of the biggest craters you've ever seen, but there's no one to blame it on. So we're stepping in right now, Doug, and I hope I'm making it clear. We are at a kinetic contact point tonight, and there are specific people, even in the district of criminals and crumbags, you know, scumbags, that are supposedly in the bunkers. And again, I want everyone to recognize that until the rhetoric kicked in, can I say for sure Trump's in a shelter? No, but I can tell you this, people who I know say he's in a shelter. So, and if again, I want everyone to understand, you're on your own. There are no public shelters. And anyone who has a sophisticated civilian shelter program who has thought about this day will have taken steps to have industry, food production, and everything they need to start over. So when you hear Dmitry Medvedev, the former president of Russia, when you hear the different Maria Zakharova and some of these people, look, these are bright people. And I'm telling you this, the British press can never honestly portray the fact that Russia has made it clear we don't want to go to war. And it was the United States, Britain, France, and NATO who brought up the nuclear warheads before anything was ever said by Russia. So, Doug, that's what I'm saying. We're not fixing to have a cyber attack. We're fixing to have a kinetic nuclear war. And if we're the ones, the West, that are giving the weapons, guiding the weapons, and our technologists are in the Ukraine, you know, manning and controlling the weapons, everything is a fair target, including the continental United States. And I want everyone to understand this, that as I speak tonight to you, there are rumors that there is a Chinese boomer, the new one, that is off the coast of Kauai in Hawaii, and not in their waters, not in U.S. territorial waters, but ready to go against the... look, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but this is a basic fact that you've got to take the eyes and ears out. They're ready to take out Barking Sands, the Pacific Theater Missile Command range. And when that goes and Pearl Harbor goes, interesting, then the eyes in the skies, all of the buoys underneath the water tracking submarines, everything goes dead and the enemy's eyes are blinded. And like Sanson, when his eyesight was put out, he couldn't identify the targets until he was chained between the pillars and the temple of Dagon and ask God to give him one last chance. I'm telling you this, we are that close. And look, I don't know the time, Doug. The most frustrating thing for me is to, I wish I could tell everybody tonight, well, by a week from now, I don't. And I have finally gotten the answer. I've shared it before, but that God doesn't give us the day and the hour because he honors every player in the game's free will. And he gives them the ultimate time until the time runs out for everybody to obviously repent and to come to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Deagle Report, Deagle Report, Deagle Report. It was myself and Alex Jones that brought this out years ago. I think you remember that. And that by the end of 2025, the United States population would be decreased by 250 million people. I'm telling you right now, there's enough firepower in the submarines off the coast, in the Poseidon nuclear drone torpedoes, and all of the intercontinental ballistic missiles, and everything that is going to be launched on us. And for the record, there are Iranian interregional ballistic missiles in Venezuela. And, you know, they don't want to talk about this stuff because they want to head to the bunker, but they want us, the people they call zombies, to, you know, basically just blow ourselves out of existence. And that's exactly what's going on tonight. So, you know, I mean, right now with you guys, it's 10:23 in the East Coast. But that's how serious it is. And the band plays on, the people yawn. And I'm telling everyone, look, 30 million people right now, excuse me, are in the path of the storms that are going to hit 25 states, possibly. The story's up on my website. And what's, how many people are going to lose power? When you lose power, most people lose their minds. Oh, they can handle it until the flashlight batteries run out. They can handle it until, well, you know, I heard a report that'll take a while, but the power comes back on. What happens to those who will not have that power? The pro power come on, because the damage done to the power stations have been so destroyed by electromagnetic pulse or just by simple acts of blowing up everything that there is no power. Well, I guess the point that I'm trying to make is this is a perfect time, everyone, to think it through. Doug and my sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store, you know, BeReady123.com. I don't know any place that can get stuff shipped faster. But, Doug, I truly can say this. In my thinking, and I'll give it right back to you, and everything I know, everyone I know, nobody thinks this is a fake, what do you call it, a headshot or a head fake? That's it. That's what a sports term, head fake. See, I'm learning something about sports. The point is that it's going for it now. Go ahead.
Wow. Okay. So you mentioned about the shelters, the fallout shelters. Folks, if you're old enough or maybe you caught it as a replay, it was September 29th, 1961. It was the third season of The Twilight Zone. It was episode number 3. The title of the episode was The Shelter. Mm-hmm. If you saw that episode, this is just briefly about a man who took care of his family, built a fallout shelter in his basement. And neighbors were over for, I think it was a birthday party, some kind of gathering. Anyway, there was the CD or the civil defense announcement came out that something was going on, perhaps a nuclear strike. And yeah, it didn't end well. It was really a look into human nature, those who prepared versus those who didn't, those who listened versus those who didn't, those who acted as opposed to those who just listened and were information collectors. You know, it's one thing to collect information and just have it. It's another thing to act upon that information. So the reason I mention that is because, you know, we all have to take care of ourselves, because Steve said it, 911, ain't no one coming to our rescue. That is yours and mine and everyone I know, because we're not, I mean, we're the unwashed masses. We're the plebs. We're the nobodies. Okay. And not in the eyes of God, but in the eyes of those who govern. So, what Steve said is absolutely important to understand, and I don't have to drive that point home, but I just find it very interesting that here we are today in 2025, 64 years after that episode, that's going to be that'll happen. It'll be like, it'll be on steroids. I mean, it'll be so much worse than that because, the more people, and also the fact that we have not prepared, and those who have prepared to the best that they can, God bless you. And also take care of someone maybe that less fortunate than yourself. Think about others too. Again, to the best that you can. And the last thing I'll say is, you know, we can make plans, we can make preparations, but it's up to God. We have to hit our knees and to ask for God's guidance and understand that, look, God has this. I mean, but we have to do our part. And that's all I've got to say. Go ahead, Steve. Thank you for that information.
Well, no, Doug, I think you did a great job of summation, or the summing up of it. Look, we can only do what we can do. But everybody should know this. The intentional robbing of the American food supply has gone on unabated day after day, week after week, month after month, and now it's gone on almost 16 months. We have told everyone, we've shown pictures of the truckers unloading their loads in some of the most giant salt caverns that are literally miles and miles long and wide, and the most bogus, inane, obscure, idiotic, sinuously stupid, that they're, you know, look, they if they find one batch of peanuts, and some people are allergic to peanuts, or something that's mislabeled, they all say, well, it has a dangerous substance in it. Yeah, milk. You know, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. To my knowledge, and please, I stand corrected. I want to be corrected. I do. Where is the outrage? Where is anybody? And with all due respect to all of our fellow podcasters, broadcasters, who, by the way, are now on the president's you-know-what list. And it's funny because, I think it's funny. It's tragic because, do you remember, Doug, when we heard and said, we're going to find them. We know who they are. We're going to lock them up. Not one of them, the previous swampsters, and that's my new word for them, whether it's the former head of the CIA, the DIA, the NSA, the FBI, and all of the three-letter and four-letter agencies that lied, bore witness, perjured themselves, and were even, some of them, known to be on the Chinese payroll, and all of it would have taken a forensic audit, and yet nothing's going to happen. And let's take the Epstein thing. I want to make a plea to everyone. Forget the political Bravo Sierra on this. Think about the children that have been trafficked. Think about the children that have been murdered. Think about the children that have been sexploited. Think about the children that were buried on Epstein Island. Think about the perversion. Think about all of the most horrific, and I'm not saying embrace the gore, but think about that, and there's a resistance to releasing it. I'll tell you why. Because to the intelligence agency, blackmail is the ultimate control of any politician, any judge, any president, anybody, everybody who partook of the forbidden fruit, so to speak. And who will speak for these little ones? Man, Doug, I was like not my best last night. And I certainly wasn't de-stressed, but I was praying, saying, God, help us to stop this stuff. And I knew the answer, and it came. Only I can stop it, Steve. And people say, well, why doesn't he? And then his answer is, I looked for a man to stand in the gap, and there were none. And it says that God marveled. You know, people say, well, Abraham took God down to the few people that God would have saved Sodom and Gomorrah. And I said, and their point is, well, there are a lot of good people in this country. Oh, yeah, the silent majority? Where is the uplifting of the name of Jesus? Where is the recognition that things are changing? And then one of the most spookiest things today, Doug, that I read in the big, beautiful, badass bill, okay? I didn't read the big, beautiful bill, you know, but that everyone who is resistant to take the new vaccines that are coming will have their bank account seized. Did you see that?
I did not, but if that happened, no, and continue, because I was going to ask you a question, but continue, so I don't want to disrupt your train of thought.
You know, toe the line, or you won't live, you know. And I was talking to people about this. I said, where is the outrage? And I'm hoping that the MAGA people that are, you know, thought that the president would be something different than he's appearing to be, I hope they'll start calling those weasels the senators and those cockroaches the representatives and saying, we will not put up with this. Because again, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't buy the lie, you die. And then you get to obviously Palantir and Peter Thiel talking about our again, Peter Thiel talking about all the biblical apocalyptic events coming, and then saying that somehow the eye of Sauron, the all-seeing eye of Lucifer on the back of the dollar bill, is going to watch over us, take care of us, give us a universal income, and then probably liquefy us in vats of, instead of Soylent Green, will probably be Soylent, you know, Purple or some other dye to basically make people more acceptable to consuming human flesh. I want everyone to recognize this. All of the weather-related incidents in the United States are weatherized and weaponized warfare. I know a little bit about it, and I just want to say this. When I started on talk radio, which turned into podcasting, everybody, Doug, you know this, thought I was, you know, over the edge. That was the nice part. You know, but here is the thing. We're watching the devastation of our country. We're seeing the weaponized weather warfare destroying fields, destroying every form of agriculture. And I don't think people realize that you can control the weather. Lyndon Baines Johnson said, we now have the technology to control the weather. It's on Dana Wigington's channel. You know, I forgot it right now, but
geoengineeringwatch.org.
Yep. And Lyndon Baines Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, he said this at the time of President Kennedy's assassination. And he who controls the weather, this is poor LBJ, controls the world. You can see it. He's at I think it's Texas A&M, you know, in his, you know, funny graduation gown and cap. So where am I going with this right now? We are under siege. We are at the point of the implementation of World War III. The Russians have made it clear over and over and over, and yet we're like the mice that roared. We don't even have enough Patriot missiles, and they're not the best anyway. We don't have any multiple-phased array radar that can do to the enemy what the enemy can do to us. In essence, all of our stealth, all. I sound like a SEAL. You know, all cannot escape the new Russian technology. Oh, by the way, Iran has the technology. They bought it from Russia. Cost them billions, but they got a lot of money. Guess who else has it? China has it. And the problem is the United States is saying we're going to go out and kick everybody's ass, and we're looking like the world's ass. We don't have bombs, bullets, rockets, and we have a military. Thank God for those who still serve, both men and women, and serve out of honor and respecting the Constitution. But, Doug, I remember you and I doing shows over the past 10 years on the specific desire of certain Democratic scumbag people controlling the country to destroy the military. And I mean, it's been even not only the active duty, but the veterans. Where have all the veterans gone? Some should wonder. And I remember talking about it. I remember having four-star active duty generals not, well, my grandpa, your grandpa doesn't know what's going on now, most likely. but talking about the systematic execution of veterans, putting them into what are called smoky trucks, which are portable incinerators, and they have no smoke and no ash. And then we found out China does that same thing, and where have all the veterans gone? And if you notice, obviously, the Vietnam vets, they're dying off. That's pretty much my generation. We're losing the battle-hardened warriors in spiritual warfare. Thank God he's raising them up. But, Russ Dizdar, Greg Evenson, just to name two right off the top of my head. And those who had the desire to stand for the Lord Jesus Christ, even at the expense of their life. And even now, I think of Russ. I was watching one of the ancient history channels on the Nazi flying saucers, and if Russ always talked about the Klecksburg, K-L-E-C-K Berg, Ohio crash in 1965, I think, and it was taken to Wellsburg Castle, the famous one that Russ and his team went into in Germany, and the occult now is exploding. And one of the things I want to deal with tonight is, everybody, look, when you see that they've got demon-possessed dolls, and the guy that's putting on the show, he drops dead. I'm flabbergasted at stupid, and if you'll keep that on for a minute, Eric, stupid people saying, well, dolls can't be possessed. Oh, yeah, cars can be possessed. Any inanimate object, including computers and the different chips, quantum chips, they have an alien implantation. I don't mean aliens like little gray or green men. I'm talking about supernatural entities. And look at this. Paranormal investigator dies on U.S. tour with allegedly haunted doll Annabelle. New England Society for Psychic Research announced the sudden death of Dan Rivera, 54, the organization's leader. Now, when you get some of the most lacking moral fiber actresses who tout their assets, carrying these things on their purses, like these dolls. Listen, you guys, it's that obvious now that infestation, infection, and interplay with humans is on full alert, or not full alert, full implementation. So this is why I'm saying this. Yes, you can have demon-infested, non-living matter, and you can have demon-infested animals. You can have the lions from hell. You can have all the different strange animals, but this is inanimate objects right here, Doug. And I, personally, Annabelle just looks like one step up on a rag, whatever that rag-faced doll was.
Raggedy Ann, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is, right there.
Man, that's...
Wow. See, this is something that even Paul, and the disciples in the book of Acts, when people came to Jesus, they took all their magic books, and the magic books had power. They took all their idols. They took all of their occult paraphernalia, threw it in the street, and burned it all. Well, got people mad who were selling us stuff. Because once you get the point of contact away from your home, then you've got some freedom and delivery. People should pray about everything they bring into their house. Halloween, the Lord God of heaven rebuke it. The absolute fascination with the gore and horror now in Hollywood. And what we're watching is the dehumanization of mankind for the destruction of mankind. And this is my opinion. And you're seeing it now accelerating. And remember, all the people in the bunkers who are hunkering in the bunkers, they're enjoying their hot dogs and all of their food they've confiscated from the public. And you, and this is the actual words from one of them, we'll be living good, and you guys will be eating each other. That's, I'm just telling you, go look up cannibalism in the Old Testament, and God really rebukes the people that were killing his people and eating them, okay? So what I think it's important that when you recognize that cannibalism now is no longer taboo, it's and then those scumbags that want to liquefy bodies, you know, and look, it's one thing to plant them under a tree, but it's another thing to turn them into a food source, i.e. Soylent Green with Charlton Heston and Edward G. Robinson, probably one of the best movies out there, because they wondered where all the people were going until somebody followed the cadavers into a processing plant and they were being turned into food wafers. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing the devil won't do now. He's woven to inhabitants of the earth. And so, Doug, again, getting back to World War III, the civilians are on their own. And what happens when all of natural disasters break the banks of the insurance companies? And they're doing it right now. The reinsurance companies are broke. They don't have enough money to cover the primary insurance. And now you're seeing places, especially in Florida, that can't even get insurance on their homes or condos. And without insurance, any bank that is carrying a mortgage can call the property due on clause. That just simply means if you cannot perform under the contract of your mortgage, meaning you have to be able to insure it, guess what? They come in and take it, and there's nothing you can do about it. So we're watching the systemic disassembling of the United States. We're watching, in my opinion, this is the nation that declared God has no place in this country when Jerry Nadler or Schiffer, you know, the whole Democratic Party, and then the silent, you know, the silent troubadours of salvation who said nothing, did nothing in the Republican Party. There's hardly even a squeak. You know, it was the night before slaughter, and all through the land, the missiles were flying and nothing in hand. No one could protect themselves, and there was no one to come to their aid. Yet they wouldn't listen to those who warned because it was too hard, they say, S-A-I-D. I'm trying to make it rhyme. But again, you know, where have all the hours gone? Not where have all the flowers gone. Where have all the hours gone? You turn around and you're another year old. You turn around and you know, you move from 70 to 74. You turn around, you move from 74 to 80. And you try and figure out, where did that time go? And the physics of it is simple. The earth is speeding up, and that means, ladies and gentlemen, time is speeding up. Some people say, well, it should slow down to speed up. No, here's what happens. God himself is compressing the time. Your brain tells you the time. MIT studies have shown that the time and the sense of time we have lies in the brain. Dr. Williams, I didn't ask her about that, but the brain is an amazing organ created by the living God. But as people say this, Doug, you're knowing it. I'm talking to more people saying, look, I got a really bad gut feeling. Have you been hearing that?
Oh, yes. I've used that phrase, obviously. And you know, instinctually, okay, and I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of people, and well, during our conversation, I mentioned that as well with Dr. Williams. So there is that connection between your brain and your guts, between what we would call instinct, not to be confused, I should add, between the whisperings of the Holy Spirit during prayer time. That's something different. But there's physiologically, there is a connection. So, yes, go ahead, sir.
Well, intuition, you know, we're told that we must have, and it's imperative for us to have the discerning of spirits. And the discerning of spirits is critical, because it's not guessing, it's not feeling, it's God through the Holy Spirit giving us insight into the if you will, the real force or the real motivation behind someone. For a good example, when Peter is being told Jesus is going to go to the cross, and Peter is saying, Peter the disciple, no, Lord, that's not what we're not going to let that happen. Jesus turned to him and said, Satan, get thee behind me. And he recognized it was the devil himself speaking through the Apostle Peter's mouth. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you, don't, ladies, those of you who are ladies and women of prayer, don't sell your gut short. And if Doug, there's a motion, there's a feeling going on that things are accelerating and things are about to break loose. You know, in the South, they say they're fixing to break loose. Well, you know, and I guess they're unfixing to break loose because there's no way that my mind or your mind can comprehend the level of human denigration and the amount of hideous images, the hideous smells. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, Doug loves his dog. I love my dogs. I got two of them. But the bottom line is they're like family. And, you know, I mean, where do all the animals go when no one can afford to feed them because there's nothing to feed them? And they get turned loose and they join packs and the packs eat the cadavers. And then they get a taste for human flesh. Look, it, you know, when they say let loose the dogs of war, they're not just talking about, you know, the mythological dogs of war. They're talking about literally the dogs of war. One of the saddest things I ever saw, I remember during some of the African wars in Angola and stuff, were little children who had been dead in the street and dogs pulling at their little bodies to eat them. I can't release myself of that image. It doesn't haunt me, but when I talk about it, I remember the impression it made. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing. God is a very present help in the time of trouble. Help. And I wrote a whole book on it called Jesus, the Premise of the Promise. His everlasting presence, his everlasting power, his everlasting protection, and his everlasting purity, and his everlasting protection. I think I may have said that already, but God's word says he, the Lord himself, is a very present help in the time of trouble. Somebody said, what's your favorite prayer? I said, outside the Lord's prayer, it's a simple, help, Lord, help, you know? The way of a man does not lie within the man, you know? If I can't figure myself out sometimes, I go, could you help me, Lord, from your perspective? And what I'm finding, Doug, is this. Everyone has an emotional contact point where they can no longer put the reality of the events happening before their eyes, their ears, and around them. They have that contact point where there's no more denial. I think you know what it is. There's a technical term for it. You know, reality, in my word, I made up the word reality avoidance disease or syndrome. But the point is that when it finally breaks through, oh no, they told us about this. There's no food in the stores. Oh no, I don't have any battery for a flashlight. Oh no, my water's off. Oh no, there's no water to flush the toilet. Oh no, oh no, oh no. And all we can say is, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, there is one. There is one, the King of Glory, the Lord Jesus Christ, who told us this is the time period. So listen, when World War III kicks in, it'll be over in 60 minutes. That doesn't mean all the cleanup will be over, but Russia's already said these are the targets the United States we're going to hit. And, you know, their defense industries, they're all the bunkers. They're all the people hunkered in the bunkers. And again, I get a kick out of the president was very misinformed to double down on how he says it, because 30,000 bunker busters are like 22 rifle cartridges compared to a hypersonic kinetic warhead traveling at 7,000 miles per hour, mass times the speed of light squared, and that's a big kaboom, kaboom. So everyone should, you know, have a day of pondering, have a day of meditation, have an hour saying, God, where are we at? Open the Bible, read Matthew 24, then read the first chapter, first couple of verses of Matthew 25. Hawk used to get beat up a lot by people saying, don't you know? Excuse me, any other Bible verses besides Matthew 24? And he said, yeah, I know quite a few of them, but here's what the Lord said. They still don't get it, Hawk. Keep preaching it to them. And then Hawk said before he went to be with Jesus, he said, I'm now seeing people that used to only criticize me saying, I understand. See, that's the problem. Doug, we're trying to give a pre-university graduate course in the reality of what's going on right now in the world. We are at World War III. We're not waiting or fixing to get into it. And unfortunately, so few care and so few know, even less care. And basically, it's the shrug your shoulders, you know, oh, well, comme ci, comme ça. And I don't know sometimes how to be any clearer. If you've got any suggestions how I can be clear tonight, would you repeat back to me so I know that I'm communicating where I say we're at right now pertaining to the ongoing nuclear war? And this isn't an exercise in futility. Thank you for doing it.
No, you know, look, I think we all have to become a little bit more introspective. All right. We have to weigh, in my view, and this is just how I look at things, Steve. We have to take a look at the information that's available to us. We have to assess what is out there, and then we have to discern the correct information or the valid information from the either the hyperbole or the not telling anything or not telling enough. So there's a balance that needs to be struck. And by far, when you look at all of the, when you look at the landscape out there of the news, you can see this ratcheting up of this race toward a kinetic event or series of events that could be a depopulation event. I mean, a mass extinction event without really any argument. But intellectually speaking, again, my view, if you look at the events of the past few weeks, months, and compare it historically to the time periods before World War I, World War II, specifically those time periods, you'll be able to get a good feeling of where we're at with all of this. So I don't think, Steve, I don't think you're overstating anything. I don't think necessarily you're understating anything. I think you're in that lane saying, look, we better be paying attention because when this does happen, no one is coming to save us. We're going to be on our own. And really, there won't be any more time for I told you so's or please listen because we can help you. The only thing at that point that you can do is rely upon yourselves and rely upon God, because God, you have to hit your knees in prayer and ask for both forgiveness and for salvation, but also for guidance. Amen. So, you know, and you said something, and this bears repeating. I think everything we've seen and everything we're seeing right now is a war in the heavenlies, a spiritual war being fought here on earth. And I think the quicker people understand that and make the connection between that and what's happening. You know, I saw a report from Minnesota, the state capital of Minnesota, where the Church of Satan had erected a plaque to honor Tim Walz. Now, I don't know if this was a goof, but to me, it doesn't really matter if it was or wasn't. But the bottom line there with that was the Church of Satan thanks Tim Walz for allowing this to be, you know, this plaque to be put up there. And again, it could be a total goof, but it's interesting because I think the last line of that was the plaque was, you know, Satan will welcome Tim Walz into his kingdom. It was telling and rather humorous, I guess, ironic on its face. So the reason I mention that is because that made me think of the spiritual component to all of this that we're seeing, and what you said about the Epstein files too. And it's not just a list. It's more than that. We talk about that as if it is a political weapon, which it's being used as one. But where, who's talking about the victims? Who's talking Great. About the children? Remember Pizzagate? That was as real as anything and is real because it continues. And all of these different, and especially the larger operations or outgrowths of MKUltra and our own government's involvement in the exploitation of people. And Laura Logan was on with Tim Pool recently, and she copied my statement. She said, you know, children are the currency of the globalists. And I always say the blood of children is the currency of the globalists. But either way, we are seeing everything, the depravity, whether it's in the child sex trafficking or the behavior of our leaders to the ratcheting up toward a kinetic world war and the destruction of our financial system globally. This is all quickening. This is part of that quickening process. And I think that we better pay attention because all of this is related. That's my view. And all we're trying to do, Steve, and I must commend you, all that we're trying to do, and you do it better and more often than I do, is to say, please, folks, pay attention. And, you know, use your own common sense. Use your rational thinking, clear thinking, which is why Dr. Williams was on, because, hey, anything that can clear up any kind of mental blockage you might have based on your physical status, man, that'll help you out a great deal. So all of this combined is to say the hour is late. There's really little time left for anything else except yourselves taking care of you, your family, while acknowledging that all of this is in God's hands as we are. Steve, go ahead, sir.
Well, in closing, I'd like to share with everyone, I quote King David a lot, because he said, at a time I am afraid, I trust in thee, O Lord. Jesus said he'll never leave us nor forsake us, and lo, he's with us even unto the end of the age. And I think, Doug, we're 42 months away, and I think it's going to be the most horrific time in Earth's history. Jesus said there's never been a time like it, nor would be again. God bless each and every one of you. Test and see, taste and see that the Lord Jesus Christ is good. Doug, God bless you. Eric, God bless you. Thank you, guys.
Steve, thank you very much. SteveQuayle.com, Gen6.com, Renaissance Precious Metals, and folks.